Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the Bucking Mules, a wonderful old-time band from Virginia. We heard Fire in the Mountain from their recording Smoke Behind the Clouds on Free Dirt Records. Fire on the Mountain describes my favorite season. Autumn here in the Northeast and into West Virginia, where I travel each year, is ablaze with brilliant color. The crisp air in harvest time always puts me in a reflective mood. This year we welcome Autumn on September 22nd at 4:02 p.m. Eastern Time. This week I've chosen some of my favorite music for the season, some that we use each year, as well as some new tunes and songs from the Radio Magazine library. We'll open the program with Colors from John McCutcheon's CD Autumn Songs on Rounder Records. Welcome Autumn on this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
It was a Tuesday, I remember, after school this last September. Walking home, I chanced to see my very favorite maple tree. And every twig and branch, it seemed, was every color I had dreamed. Not just patches here and there, but every color everywhere. Springtime, every twig would sprout, a tiny branch came peeking out. They'd lift their heads and spread their wings when the rivers flood and the robins sing. Leaves turn green and then grow ripe to every color, every type. Finally in the wind let go, to fall and paint the earth below. The roots so deep, the trunk so high, her arms reached up into the sky. Through her veins all colors run, from everywhere to everyone. What on earth would autumn do if every leaf were just one hue? If every tree were just the same as any other tree you'd name? For though they drink from common ground and feel the same sun smiling down, 100 colors in one tree is much more beautiful to me. Mm-hmm. was so beautiful, I guessed my heart might fly right out my chest. How is it what you see each day can still surprise you in this way? The way the colors blend and dance is more than something left to chance. It finally occurred to me, this is the way it's meant to be. Roots so deep, the trunk so tall, she is a rainbow in the fall. Through her veins all colors run, from everywhere to everyone.
Sing, so I'll sing you a song. I'll tell how in the marshes they all get along. Bohemians and Irish and Yankees and Dutch, it's down in the shanties you'll find the whole clutch. Did you ever go to the cranberry bogs? Some of the houses are hewed out of logs. The walls are of boards, they are sawed out of pine, that grow in this country called Cranberry Mine. It's now then to Mather their tickets they'll buy, and to all their people they'll bid them goodbye. For fun and for frolic their plans they'll resign, for 3 or 4 weeks in the cranberry clime. The hay is all cut and the wheat is all stacked, cranberries all ripe, so their clothes they will pack. And away to the marshes to rake they will go, and dance to the music of the fiddle and bow. All day in the marshes their rakes they will pull, and feel the most gayest when boxes are full. In the evening they'll dance till they're all tired out, and wish the cranberries would never play out.
When the frost is on the pumpkin and the fodder's in the shock, and you hear the cluck and gobble of the strutting turkey cock, and the clacking of the guineas and the clucking of the hens, and the rooster's hallelujah as he tiptoes on the fence. Oh, it's then the time a fella is a-feeling at his best, with the rising sun to greet him from a night of peaceful rest. As he leaves the house bareheaded and goes out to feed the stock, when the frost is on the pumpkin and the fodder's in the shock. Well, there's something kind of hearty-like about the atmosphere when the heat of summer's over and the cooling fall is here. Of course, we miss the flowers and the blossoms on the trees and the mumble of the hummingbirds and buzzing of the bees. But the air's so appetizing and the landscape through the haze of a crisp and sunny morning of the early autumn days. It's a picture that no painter has the coloring to mock, when the frost is on the pumpkin and the fodder's in the shock. Oh, the husky, rusty rustle of the tassels of the corn, and the rasping of the tangled leaves is golden as the morn. The stubble in the fir is kind of lonesome-like, but still a-preaching sermons to us of the barns they grow to fill. The straw stack in the meadow and the reaper in the shed. The horses in their stalls below, the clover overhead. Oh, it sets my heart a-clickin' like the tickin' of a clock when the frost is on the pumpkin and the fodder's in the shock. Then your apples all is gathered and the ones a fella keeps is poured around the cellar floor in red and yellow heaps. And your cider making's over and your women folks is through with their mince and apple butter and their sauce and sausage too. I don't know how to tell it, but if such a thing could be, as the angels wantin' boredom and they call around on me, I'd want to accommodate 'em all, the whole endurin' flock, when the frost is on the pumpkin and the fodder's in the shock.
We're celebrating the arrival of autumn this week on the Sing Out Radio magazine, and that was Ari and Mia, Ari and Mia Friedman, from their recording Land on Shore, and a tune called Marble Moon. As I listened to it, I was so happy that they mentioned November, because I really love that song. Marble Moon from Ari and Mia. That's on their own record label. And before that, from Jody Kruskal and his recording Concertina Valentine, we heard When the Frost is on the Pumpkin, the poem by James Whitcomb Riley. Jody provided the tune, and it's a kind of a farmer's romantic vision of the fall. Jody Kruskal. And before that, we heard from a wonderful collection called Folk Music from Wisconsin on Rounder Records. We heard Mrs. Frances Perry at Black River Falls, Wisconsin, and Cranberry Song recorded back in 1946. That's on Rounder Records from the Library of Congress Archive of Folk Culture. And we let off that set with John McCutcheon from his recording Autumn Songs and the tune Colors. That's on Rounder Records. For many years, I've been doing radio in my local hometown, and for a long time, when I used to use vinyl primarily, this tune from Sally Rogers was a big favorite of mine. Finally got a hold of a CD. This is Old Father Fall from In the Circle of the Sun from Sally Rogers on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Scrub tiki timbers, polished brass, tarnished. is one and shine as bright as the sun.
Hey ho makes you feel so fine, looking out across the orchard in the bright sunshine. Hey ho makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree. Up in the morning before the sun, and I don't get home until the day is done. My pick sack's heavy and my shoulder's sore, but I'll be back tomorrow to pick some more. Hey ho makes you feel so fine, looking out across the orchard in the bright sunshine. Hey ho makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree. Start at the bottom and you pick 'em from the ground, then you pick that tree clean all the way around. Set up your ladder and you climb up high, and you're looking through the leaves at the clear blue sky. Hey ho makes you feel so fine, looking out across the orchard in the bright sunshine. Hey ho makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree. Three-legged ladder, wobbly as heck, reaching for an apple, almost landed on my back. 20-pound sack hanging round my neck, and there's three more apples that I can't quite get. Hey-ho makes you feel so fine, looking out across the orchard in the bright sunshine. Hey-ho makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree. Makes you feel so fine, looking out across the orchard in the bright sunshine. Hey ho, makes you feel so free, standing in the top of an apple tree.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1737. And remember, we're also available on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD Smoke Behind the Clouds from the Bucking Mules. And we heard a tune called Wild Geese at Flight. The Mules are made up of Joseph DeCosimo, Karen Celia Heil, Luke Richardson, and Joe Bass DeJarnett. That's on Free Dirt Records. When I was a kid growing up in my area of northeastern Pennsylvania, we had lots of apple orchards. Lots of roadside stands selling apples and other things, peaches and all that. But now it seems as though those orchards have turned into warehouses. And it's unfortunate. We've got a few left, but not very many. We just heard from Rich Balla from his recording Hudson Valley Traditions, an apple picker's reel, which is Larry Hank's classic tune. That's on North River Productions. And before that, another couple of apple tunes. We heard The Apple Press and The Apple Cart from Tim O'Brien in his recording Two Journeys on Howdy Skies Records. And before that, I certainly wish Rounder would reissue the Putnam String County Band's recording from 1973. We heard Come to the Mountain from the Putnam String County Band, Lynn Hardy, Jay Unger, Abby Newton, and John Cohen. That's been issued as a single track on Come to the Mountain, Old Time Music for Modern Times on Rounder Records. And we let off that set with Sally Rogers from In the Circle of the Sun and Old Father Fall. That's on Flying Fish Records. I'm going to lead off this next set with something kind of radical. I'm a big Frank Sinatra fan, and this is one of my very favorite of his recordings. This is September Song, Kurt Weill's classic, from Frank's recording September of My Years. Here's Frank Sinatra on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
When I was a young man courting the girls, I played me a waiting game. If a maid refused me with tossing curls, I'd let the old earth take a couple of whirls while I plied her with tears in lieu of pearls. And as time came around, she came my way. As time came around, she came. When you meet with the young girls early in the spring, you court them in song and rhyme. They answer with words and a clover ring, but if you could examine the goods they bring, they have little to offer but the songs they sing and a plentiful waste of time of day. A plentiful waste of time. Oh, it's a long, long while from to December, but the days grow short when you reach September, when the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame. One hasn't got time for the waiting game. Oh, the days dwindle down to a precious few. September, precious days I'll spend with you. These precious days I'll spend
time for them to go. Your fickle friends are leaving. Ah, but then you know it's time for them to go.
Up today and found the frost perched on the town. It hovered in a frozen sky and gobbled summer down. And when the sun turns traitor cold, and shivering trees are standing in a naked row. And I get the urge for going, and I never seem to go. And I get the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown. Summertime is a falling down, winter's closing in. And I had a girl in summertime, summer-colored skin. And not another man in town my darling's heart could win. And when the leaves fell trembling down, and bully winds did rub their faces in the snow, she got the urge for going, and I had to let her go. And she got the urge for going when the meadow grass was turning brown. Summertime was a falling down, the winter's closing in. Warriors of winter give a cold triumphant shout, and all that stays is dying, and all that lives is getting out. You see the geese in chevron flight, flapping and racing on before the snow. Got the urge for going, they've got the wings to go. And they get the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning. Summertime is a falling down, the winter's closing in. But I'll ply the fire with kindling, pull the blankets to my chin. I'll lock the vagrant winter out and bolt my wandering in. I'd like to call back summertime and have her stay for just another month or so. She's got the urge for going, she'll have to go. And she gets the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown. All her empires are falling down, winter's closing. And I get the urge for going when the meadow grass is turning brown. Summertime is a falling down,
2 8. The apples are ripe and they're dropping. Just wait till the sun burns through this old mist, and then I can pick without stopping. My best faded jeans, they're home in a drawer. I'm dressed like a real working person, skimming off the red color with cold fumbling hands, flicking spurs, dodging branches and cursing. Well, it's after 12:30 and I ain't stopped for lunch. I'll wait till I'm damn good and hungry. I'm working so fast, and no, it's not much, just a sandwich on bread, coarse and crumbly. All the geese overhead like an arrow point south. I wonder how soon I will follow. I pick up a drop and I take a big bite, suck the juice, spit the pulp out and swallow. Well, you know what they say, an apple a day, and that's why you bought one, I'm sure. Kept your doctor away and your dentist at bay, but the need was just one more. Now it's 5 or 5:30 and my bucket hangs low. I ache and I grasp and I grapple. But the top of this tree is like a garden of gold, where the sun sets on all them red apples. And with supper time over, we'll sprawl by the fire, perhaps have a tune on the fiddle, till sleep like a faithful dog comes as if called. It'll ease all our aches just a little. Folks just like me, no pride in their high education. They come to get rich and they want something more, but it's just a 6 week occupation. And who are these people the rest of the year? A farmer, a weaver, and a dancer. They're living on applesauce, hobbies and dreams, till September comes around with the answer.
Well, you know what they say, an apple a day, and that's why you bought one, I'm sure. Kept your doctor away and your dentist at bay, but for me it was just one more.
Thank you.
Behind us, the music of Emerald Ray from her recording If Only I Could Fly, and a tune called Mountain Chant. That's on her own record label, Green Jewel Music. And before that, Pete Sutherland. From his recording Poor Man's Dream, we heard Apple Picker's Waltz and the Beautiful Lights of Burlington. That's been reissued on EPACT Records. And before that, an autumnal classic from Tom Rush. From The Circle Game, we heard Urge for Going. It was Joni Mitchell's tune. That's on Elektra Records. And before that, another autumnal classic, Who Knows Where the Time Goes, Sandy Denny's classic tune from Fairport's Unhalfbricking recording from back in 1969. And that's been reissued on Carthage Records. And we let off that set with Frank Sinatra from September of My Years and September Song, Kurt Weill's classic. That's been reissued on the Frank Sinatra collection on Concord Music. Hope you've enjoyed our program focusing on the autumnal equinox, which comes our way on September 22nd at 4:02 p.m. Eastern Time. I celebrate it every year. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1737.
I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening.